This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. All right, here's my final question for Drew Hernandez. And he can make any other points he'd like to, but we see these videos coming out so much that I don't even really ever play them on the show because there's hundreds a day that I could look at. I just can't help but see five or six a day. Shots fired at flash mob raids Nordstrom's in upscale California town. So now, once things become lawless, then you start getting raiders or just pirating. And then the people start fighting with each other and shooting at each other. You're not going to hear a word about this on the mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. And this is just the breakdown of civilization and society. And we also, again, so-called victims, Kyle Rittenhouse, shot pedophile, woman beater, and domestic abuser in self-defense. And you have the media defending that. Again, this is really the Democrats becoming the party of evil. And you've got Mark Ruffalo saying, you know, what a wonderful person Rosenbaum was, and that's just not the truth. When you'll publicly defend child molesters, you got a serious, serious, serious problem. You're talking about the same JoJo, that's his nickname, that rapes little boys and uses the N-word. What the hell is wrong with you, Mark? Well, no, that's what Hollywood is, a satanic, spiritual, vampiric, pedophile command base. Drew Hernandez, your take on that.
Alex, you know, I'll just say this, is it reminds me a lot when Trump won in 2016. I know it was a massive celebration, but I think you and I both know that we immediately realized that the deep state was going to retaliate immediately. And here's why. The little guy is not supposed to win. The American people are not supposed to win. Kyle Rittenhouse was the little guy. He was supposed to lose. The deep state, the globalists, that cabal, they didn't want him to win. They wanted to put him in jail forever, make an example out of him, so they could scare every single gun owner from defending themselves in the future ever again, or even scare anybody from attempting to purchase a firearm for the purpose of self-defense ever again. That wasn't supposed to happen, Alex. So we know that the deep state will retaliate. This is probably why the DOJ is about to mobilize against Kyle Rittenhouse and probably everybody involved. I mean, I'm pretty sure my name is obviously already out there. I'm preparing. I'm getting myself prepared for what's to come. But listen, we have to be on guard. We have to know that God is with us. We can't allow these people to intimidate us. We can't allow these people to put us in a position where we are afraid to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Because if we do, that is how they win. Okay? We are in a place in American history where they expect us to bend the knee because we're dealing with serious tyranny, which is not a conspiracy theory, and we are going to stand up against it, and this is a perfect example of that. So my prediction is there will be a deep state retaliation because people like Kyle Rittenhouse, the American people, the little guy like you and me, Alex, are not supposed to get a W like this. And here's the reason why as well. Because they don't want their lemmings, the millions of people that they control, to see that the little guy could still win in the end. They want in their minds, okay, this is what the deep state wants. The deep state wants in the minds of millions of people that they control that there is nobody that is more powerful or that could defeat them ever. And Kyle Rittenhouse just did. So this is why there will be a retaliation, and we will see what that looks like, Alex.
Well, Drew Hernandez works for multiple different journalistic organizations, but I got to say, you are a really smart person and a great talk show host. And a lot better than most of the stuff we see on Fox News. So it's good to know you. And when I go to sleep at night with my four children, it's good to know there are real men like you out there, Drew. So for everybody at InfoWars, we love you and we appreciate you. Everybody can find more of what you do on your website, DrewHLive.com and at DrewHLive. Drew, thank you so much.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. That's what it's going to take, guys, like that right there. That's the future of the world if we want to have a future. Men like that. Wow. So we're going to come back on the other side with Robert Barnes to talk about the cutting edge of the fight against the vaccine tyranny inside the Rittenhouse jury selection that he was involved in. And then also so much more. We'll also talk about the unprecedented destruction of the right of the trial by jury by the Democratic Party operative judges against yours truly. Now that's going to be used as a pretext against everybody else. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, a lot of people tell me their favorite guest on the show is Robert Barnes. He doesn't just know the law, he's also quite a historian. We got to cover the waterfront in this hour. We got Love Before Owen takes over with Sunday Live for 2 hours of live Sunday transmission as well. The reason I've been doing a Sunday show, not just a weekday show, for now 14 years. There's a lot of stuff happens on the weekend, and there's a lot of people tuning in. That's why I started doing Saturday shows. That's why we started doing the Sunday show 14 years ago. So I'm going to start doing a nighttime just call-in show that's basically going to only have like 2-3 minutes of breaks an hour, so we can just join some stations that want to carry it. So in the face of all this tyranny, these historic times, I am turning up the heat on the New World Order. I want to get into the Rittenhouse trial first, then the latest, because Barnes is involved with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's about to file a major suit. He's already filed a whole bunch in Texas where Pfizer suppressed the deaths. Remember, he told you about that a month ago that it was coming out. 2 weeks later, it came out, and he's the lawyer at the tip of the spear on that. So that's a big, big deal. But he also, again, ran much of the jury selection on the Rittenhouse trial. So we'll talk about that first. But let me hit this little caveat in this segment, then we'll come back with the Rittenhouse stuff. Here's a little folder from this week. Didn't spend a lot of time on it, but I am now a few minutes. Alex Jones is guilty. That's just this file. And this is only a fraction of the thousands. You can go to Google News and type this in, and you'll see 3,000 results in the news column. Okay. Alex Jones is guilty. Alex Jones found guilty. Salon. Guest editorial. At long last, Alex Jones is held to account. Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist, releases video begging for money after being found guilty in Sandy Hook cases. London Independent. Love how they took a screenshot of me with my eyes closed. I mean, it's just every level of sophistic garbage. Alex Jones found guilty by default. At least they told the truth in this article. LA Times. On and on and on and on and on. Alex Jones found guilty in all 4 defamation cases. Yahoo News. Alex Jones found guilty. Conspiracy theorist. Loses 4th lawsuit. Found guilty. Alex Jones. Found guilty. 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 On and on and on. Guilty. 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 Conspiracy theorist. Alex Jones found guilty. DW.com. It's a national German TV. Biggest channel. All over the world, folks, Connecticut judge orders InfoWars Alex Jones to pay damages to families of Sandy victims in defamation lawsuits. The current. You've got them all out there giving their press conferences and just loving themselves. We talk about where Butthead went to go work. That's actually his Butthead right there. Get rid of the First Amendment. And the guns, too. Alex Jones liable for damages. On and on and on. London Guardian. Now, there it is. I mean, Rolling Stone goes on for hours and hours. No jury. And it's not true that we didn't turn over the information. Just all not true. And the total proof is Owen Schroyer was never subpoenaed or never deposed in the Texas cases. Never called, and then they defaulted him. How do you do that? So I wanted to just mention here that they're very angry and they're very upset that we would then, after them trying to deplatform us and debank us and all the harassment, all the defamation, oh, he finally is being paid back for questioning a mass shooting that the internet questioned because of very interesting anomalies that we have a right to question. I'm not calling a young man a white supremacist and saying he carried guns across state lines to kill people and that he needs to be killed like mainstream news. And once they have the Alex Jones exception, that's why some of the Republican Party is actually behind these suits with the Democrats. We know that. We're not dumb. That'll come out when we're ready to release it. They're going to use this to shut everybody's speech down. So, yeah, I don't like them saying these defamatory things about Kyle because they can get him killed. Everything they've accused me of, they're actually doing. And it's the anti-gun lobby that's after Kyle because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. So the same groups that have bankrupted Remington that are trying to sue us into oblivion are bragging and telling us and telling the world we want to silence Alex Jones. That's villainous. I didn't make my career off Sandy Hook. They did. I hardly ever talked about it, and they know that. But they want to set up dead kids against Alex Jones. So, Owen raised over $200,000 for his legal defense. It will cost at least that. They're trying to put him in jail for years and years for being at the Capitol. It will cost, conservatively, to fight it through trial, $500,000. That's what inflation is with any decent lawyers now. He's raised 200-something thousand. That's great. But I noticed when we did his fundraiser, almost no money came in at InfoWarsStore.com for those days. So I said, okay, hold it. You got enough for now. We got to get the rest of the money to pay the crew and everything else. Same thing happened here. InfoWarsStore.com, since I plugged this on Thursday and Friday, had its sales cut in more than half. And I'm not complaining at listeners. But when I said save InfoWars.com, give, send, go, to try to raise $2 million, as we have six different defamation suits we got to fight in the next year, starting in March, running through fall. And you go, well, just don't go to them. They'll arrest me. I have to go sit there in a kangaroo court, not be able to talk and be lied about and, you know, be pilloried. But that's okay. I'm lucky they didn't just kill me like JFK or somebody or try to put Owen in prison. I mean, this is their play. This is what they're doing. We have to go through it and just preserve the record for appeal, whatever. Keep fighting. They're already pissed. We've been fighting them 3+ years. But what I notice is when we get donations there at SaveInfoWars.com, it's the same great people that are buying products to keep us on air. They just don't buy the product. They go over and they make a donation. And that tells me that it's middle class and blue collar people giving the money and not all the nouveau riche that are going to lose every damn penny you got if you don't get off the bench and come in for the fight. So I love our listeners. Thanks for the financial support. It's for your free speech as well. We are the tip of the damn spear. So I need you to go to SaveInfoWars.com. And look, I'm not complaining, but we've raised $170,000. Okay, can we go to SaveInfoWars.com? I want to show folks on screen. And if you go there, that's 8% of the goal we need. I'm fighting the Democratic Party. $2 million will give us the budget we need in the next year. I mean, hell, just the 2 weeks of my divorce trial custody battle cost me $300,000. And I'm not bitching, but that was all brought for political reasons and covered by the media for political reasons. I'm just saying, you want this dog in the fight? You want this dog in the hunt? I will never betray you. I will never back down. I will never surrender, but I could give out. So they want to capture us. They want to take us over. They want to have us as like capture the flag. Okay? Because they know we're the epicenter. If I told you behind the scenes, my phones are tapped. The enemy knows. The level of influential stuff we have, it's not just Bolsonaro listening every day. It's not just, it's everybody. And I'm not bragging. But we've reached, through God, incredible levels where extremely, you know, cutting edge, most popular people say, all right, actually, you know, you're the general. What do we do? And that is not a power trip for me. That is a great responsibility now where people are like, oh, he's right a lot. He's kind of eccentric, you know, kind of an idiot savant. Yeah, but still, he's a little out of it, which I am. I'm just like you. I'm a regular person. But I've been given the gift of understanding this, and you've all been given gifts as well that God gave us to fight these people. And InfoWars is hitting its absolute prime right now. We are entering what we were made for, we were built for together. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get t-shirts, get books, get great supplements, get great coffee, get great films. InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping going right now, double Patriot points, Turbo Force back in stock, 40% off. So many other great products. But the big thing is the donations. Because if I spend $2 million on these defenses this year, I just sold my house and I'm using that money to actually fight harder and get more reporters and do more events and make more films, and you see everything we're doing. I need that money from the house sale to up our attack in the info war. I do not need it to sit there and run this defense operation. So this is what it is. It's a rear guard action, just holding off the globalists while they chew through the wall. Okay, I mean, I'll use the final Matrix movie analogy where they're, the machines are drilling in to get everybody, and the Neo's up there in the Matrix trying to, beat the whole game before they get everybody in Zion. That's basically the analogy. It's like big drillers going, wah, wah, wah. I'm trying to man the guns and fight the big globalist operations and coming for our children and everything else that's happening. And then meanwhile, they've got this driller coming through right here. We got to hold the drillers back. And then by then, it'll be way too late. Probably already is. Folks, we are just devastating the enemy, devastating their ass. I am so freaking happy. I am so fired up. I just want to stay in the game, folks. Just give me the ball. Just give me the ball. And you give me the ball by going to SaveInfoWars. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. In the fight against the New World Order, we're not bragging here, folks, but InfoWars is the greatest of all time. All of us together. We'll be back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Barnes is our guest. We're going to talk about the Rittenhouse trial of the century, self-defense on the chopping block, but for now, reprieve. But this is breaking. There's a parade shooting, car running into people, reports. And I guess this is out of Waukesha, if I'm saying that right, Waukesha. Wisconsin police say they are having an emergency with a scene unfolding in response to Twitter reports of a car running through the city's Christmas parade and shots being fired. You know, they always say if it's a Muslim, it's a Christian convert. People told Hebby.com that their loved ones were barricaded in the stores after a vehicle drove through the crowd with someone firing gunshots from it. So let's hope and pray that there's not too many hurt or killed, or anybody hurt or killed. Now going to Robert Barnes. Thanks for coming on. You've been a very busy man. You're going to be in studio with us in about a week and a half. Got some big things going down in Texas. But let's get into Kyle Rittenhouse right now.
You know, that incident is in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is right up the road from Kenosha. It's about a half an hour or so from Kenosha. It's a suburb of Milwaukee. So I wonder if it's correlated. I mean, there was a lot of threats made, death threats made against Kyle. The Portland Antifa was making them over the weekend. So, due to the media's constant barrage of lies about Kyle, I mean, this case was about whether self-defense exists in America, because if they could convict Kyle in Kenosha, nobody had self-defense rights left. And it was about could the corruption of the press and the corruption of the politicians and the corruption of the prosecutors combine to collude to deny justice in America, to deny self-defense in America, to deny the Second Amendment in America. And fortunately, the good people of Kenosha, good working class community, long-standing working class community, stood up and said no. And said no to the corrupt press, no to the corrupt politicians, no to the corrupt prosecutors, and found him not guilty of all charges, because he was always not guilty of all charges. He was an innocent kid who was only prosecuted because of the corrupt prosecutors, the corrupt press, and the corrupt politicians. And they even were trying to coordinate and coerce the jury into a different outcome by announcing the National Guard was coming in, by closing down schools around the system, by allowing protesters in earshot and eyeshot of the court of the jury during deliberations, demanding that there be guilty verdicts or there would be, quote, repercussions, quote, consequences. I don't know if that's what we're seeing in Washington.
And then tie that into my cases where the judges work in concert to default us, which is it's saying we didn't give him anything. That's not true. And then they default Owen again without even ever sending him a letter or asking for anything. How do you not give people what they ask for when they ask for nothing?
Well, your case is extraordinary. It's a case where there's an Alex Jones exception now to the protection of the First Amendment. There's an Alex Jones exception to the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment. And now there's a Alex Jones exception to the right to a jury trial in the Seventh Amendment, which is protected under state law under its own analog provisions in both Connecticut and Texas. This is extraordinary. The sanction that was issued is called the death penalty sanction for a reason. And it has never been applied in a case like yours ever. Just like there's never been a defamation case found in a case like yours ever. Just like there's never been an intentional infliction of emotional distress claim allowed in a case like yours ever. Just like there's never been a denial of basic rights to pursue motions to dismiss and motions for summary judgment, as happened in your case. It is a complete railroading. And it looks like 19th century Australia, all railroads and kangaroos. And that process, the court system itself still doesn't recognize that it is on trial in these cases. And it continues to come up guilty, failing to provide basic elemental First, Fourth, Fifth, and Seventh Amendment protections that are protected under analog provisions of the state constitutions as well. And this is dangerous because they're trying to create an exception to the First Amendment for speech they don't like. They're trying to undermine support for the Second Amendment. They're trying to create an exception to due process of law, trying to create an exception to the right to a trial by jury. If they were right, I mean, they were in liberal jurisdictions in Connecticut, liberal jurisdictions in Austin, Texas, and they were still terrified that a jury would not rule their way. If I was on their side and I thought I was right, I would want a jury to affirm it. I would want a jury to confirm it. They were scared that the actual facts of the case would not be found to be on their side by an actual jury, even a liberal Democratic jury in liberal Democratic jurisdictions that have been rampaged by false media stories about this case and about you for going on.
I was about to say, how do I even get a fair default hearing from a jury if you're guilty until proven how guilty when they're saying he is guilty? Finally, he's guilty. Now the hero jury will shut his speech down. They're actually, it's like so villainous. It's like cartoon level.
And there's no doubt. And this effort is really an effort to shut down your speech, to shut down other people's speech that is of a like mind, to shut down people raising questions about the institutional narrative. People still don't fully appreciate the legal theory they're pursuing. The legal theory isn't about factually false statements made about a specific individual. It is, you go back and listen to the questions that were asked in your deposition in Texas. It was, you're not allowed to challenge the institutional narrative. You're not allowed to challenge the government narrative. And if somebody is upset or offended by your challenging that narrative, you can now be bankrupted and busted and have your entire operation shut down under the guise of a civil suit. This is exactly what the racists were doing in the 1960s that led to the Sullivan decision in 1964 in the first place. They were misusing and abusing local judicial process, corrupt press, corrupt politicians, combining and conspiring and colluding with various prejudiced groups within the community to try to suppress dissident speech they didn't like, to challenge certain institutional narratives. This is the same thing. We're re-experiencing it all over again.
And Bob, let's tie that together. NIH director calls for COVID conspiracy theorists and conspiracists, like we're involved in a crime, to be brought to justice. This is the guy running the Wuhan lab with Fauci. He's the one that should be arrested. But he's up there with two masks on his Kabuki theater. And what you just said with Kyle, it's get rid of the self-defense. With Alex Jones, it's get rid of the free speech. And with this guy, it's the same thing. Shut us up so we can't defend ourselves as the wheels come off with the fact that this isn't a vaccine, it's deadly.
And combine that with the Pfizer CEO coming out and saying that anybody who disagrees with Pfizer should be considered a criminal. And this is Pfizer, the biggest criminally fined drug company in the history of the world. That's who is declaring that other people need to be called criminals. I represent a primary whistleblower who exposed information about what Pfizer was doing, about what they were doing in their clinical trials. That information, I am sure, is part of the FOIA requests that have been made to the FDA and the CDC and the NIH. And what is the FDA saying? They're saying they can't disclose those records for 70 years. That they have to, they can't let anybody know what's in those records. Why? Because if you dig into those records, you will find that the FDA knew about serious problems with the clinical test and other issues with these vaccines that you've been detailing and documenting and all of the collapsing athletes all across the world that can almost only be explained by the vaccine's introduction around the world. So this is part of a combined effort that the only way the institutional powers can stay in power is to be able to never have to disclose information that is lawfully required to be disclosed, to suppress dissidents from having any speech rights, and if you try to protect yourself with self-defense, to suppress that as well. And it's the corruption of the press, the corruption of the politicians, trying to corrupt our judicial process. And here what's happening is judges are so scared of a jury verdict, like what a jury found in Kyle's case, that they're not willing to give a jury the same rights that every individual is entitled to, except apparently Alex Jones.
And the arrogance of these people, just across the board, the judicial tyranny, and what leftist lawyers are doing, is just going to destroy them politically. I don't see where this, you know, leads in any good way for these people, because their war on our freedom is failing. It's only waking people up. Folks, I can tell you right now across the board, Robert Barnes is our guest. I want to go back to Rittenhouse and what he predicts is going to come out of this next. Will the Justice Department indict him as they're making noises of, and more? And then the big case he's going to file coming up soon in Texas against Pfizer and others. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. For a fraction of the cost of your cable bill or your phone bill, you could get so many of the incredibly powerful products at InfoWarsStore.com that will enrich your life, that will make your body so much more healthy, that will really boost and supercharge your immune system. But that's only part of it. You're also then funding an organization of maniacs that will not back down in the face of intimidation and attacks, that will not be slaves. People that think just like you and are willing to, quite frankly, die for freedom.
I want to stay in the fight against the New World Order. So it's very simple. Everybody needs coffee. We got some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere at a great deal. Everybody loves turmeric, knows how anti-inflammatory it is. You've got liquid and powder, 95% curcuminoid in the body's powder. Nobody's got something like that. And it goes on and on. So do your shopping at InfoWars. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes, Waukesha parade shooting, car running into people, reports. And now local news is reporting mass casualty event. We can put that back on screen in a minute. Mass casualty event, up to 30 people run down. And the bigger question is, will they now say ban cars? Well, actually, they're talking about making you have driverless cars so people can't use cars as weapons. No, you don't blame the car. You blame the person. You don't blame the baseball bat. You blame the person using the baseball bat improperly. So we hope that it's not as bad as a lot of these reports coming out of local news are saying. Robert Barnes, any comments on this? Then let's segue back into Rittenhouse and the Justice Department. And whether you think they're actually going to be crazy enough to indict him again, this time federally.
You know, my concern with the Waukesha would be whether it's some sort of Antifa retaliation. We don't know at this point, but there were a lot of threats of it. So hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully that, you know, people were not badly injured. So, you know, just can hope and pray for the people in Waukesha. But it's the, and this is a function of the FBI was monitoring all of those riots throughout last summer, and they allowed violence to escalate and did nothing about it. They had drone video footage of the protest all across the country that they've been hiding. In fact, they had the drone footage of the incident involving Kyle Rittenhouse, and they had been hiding it. The prosecutor knew about it, didn't disclose it until the last minute, and then the HD version of what the FBI had magically got lost. And this is the FBI HD version that we believe would have had exculpatory evidence favorable to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, I can say that despite Nadler's demand that the Department of Justice take action, the FBI already investigated the Rittenhouse case and recognized that there was absolutely no basis to go after Kyle. So the Eastern District of Wisconsin, I know a good number of the people there. They're actually one of the less political prosecutor's offices in the entire country. There is very little chance that Kyle faces any risk of any. There is no grounds for federal charges here, period, number one. Number two, the FBI already investigated it and already cleared Kyle. And three, the Eastern District of Wisconsin is not as political as, say, the Southern District of New York that's going after Project Veritas, or the District of Columbia that's going after Owen Schroyer and going after Steve Bannon. So the I don't think there'll be any follow-up prosecution at all of Kyle. I think he is done with that. The jury verdict was heard loud and clear by the key people in positions of power, and they know that there's no basis to go after Kyle any further.
Let me ask you this question, and again, I don't want to bring up our own cases just we're in them, but it all ties together. How, I don't know if you read it, but, you know, because your mutual friend Norm Pattis is the criminal lawyer on the case up in D.C., they say in the federal filing in response to us saying dismiss the multiple charges where he'd spent several years in prison per charge, they say attack the Capitol, broke barricades. They repeat it and say Mr. Schroyer lies to the court in his filing, perjury. And, I mean, it's insane. And says he's with Alex Jones' security. He's not with them. And he did move barricades. And then they show video, the links that don't show what they say. It shows exculpatory evidence. And I sat there and read the whole thing, went and watched all the videos. And it made me physically ill that the federal prosecutors are this bad. Have they always been this bad? Or is it just, how does Owen, facing multiple counts, multiple years in prison, when none of what they say is true, in a filing, they're the ones engaged in perjury, open and shut, and then how does he get defaulted in the Connecticut case when he sued separately, and then they never even subpoenaed him or asked for anything, and the judge says, you didn't give us the information, you don't get a jury trial? Because they can try to obfuscate with me and lie about that. I don't get this level at the state and at the local and federal level. Like, who are these people?
What you have is the complete political weaponization of the criminal justice process, of which Kyle's case was the ultimate manifestation. Because here you have Kenosha, blue-collar community, a community, a county that voted for Trump, longstanding Democratic labor county, but voted for Trump not once but twice, voted more for Trump in 2020 than 2016, and yet you had a prosecutor bring a case that even the judge recognized was absurd to bring. There was no basis to prosecute Kyle. They knew that all along. They brought charges that they knew there was no basis for. They brought a gun charge that never applied. It was always legal for a 17-year-old to have a rifle in Wisconsin. Always. I call it the old Wisconsin farm boy exception. They never required those people to have to register it, to ban them from owning it. None of that. It's only people younger, 15 or younger, that had to have be for certain hunting permits. That's it. It never applied. Handguns were limited to people 18 and older, but in short-barreled rifles.
And anybody that hunts knows this. They have hunter safety courses, which I think are good at the state level, where they have you go out this, if they're going to give you the license, you need to take the course. And that saves a lot of lives. It's good to have basic training. And so please continue. Exactly. That's what they were trying to say, that he was hunting without his hunter safety course.
Exactly. It had no application to him. At 17 years old, you're always, when Wisconsin is a very rural, small town state, very blue collar state, it's a state that always wanted to make sure the older boy on the farm could defend and protect the farm. And that's why rifles and shotguns were always legal for 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds to own in Wisconsin. They brought a false charge, pretending it was a short-barrel rifle, knew it wasn't, misled the court, and then the court ultimately dismissed the charges, and you still have members of the media lying about that. It was always legal for Kyle to have that gun. And thank God he did, or not only would he be dead, other people would have been dead. Rosenbaum's the kind of guy who would have been an active shooter had he got that gun that night. And who knows how many people they were killing, because they were escalating the violence all night long, and it was going to keep going after Kyle. But for Kyle not only saving his own life, but saving the lives and saving a lot of people's dreams and their property and their holdings in Kenosha. So it was always a false charge. But how could that even come about? How could a kid as clearly as innocent as Kyle Rittenhouse be criminally prosecuted in a county that Trump won, in a county that didn't support the prosecution? It's because so many people that have these positions of power within the prosecutorial branches and sometimes the judicial branches are so politically biased and prejudiced, they're incapable of applying the uniform rule of law that's supposed to benefit all of us.
And doesn't fair judge like the Rittenhouse judge really make the corrupt judges stick out like sore thumbs?
Absolutely. That's why the media attacked him so much, because he was actually an honest judge. He made a lot of pro-prosecution rulings in the case. But he wanted to be impartial as much as he possibly could, apply the rule of law evenly as best as he possibly could. I think he should have gone further and dismissed the case at key junctures, but he restrained it because he wanted to empower the jury. By contrast, look at the way the liberal judges and these other judges that are not applying the rule of law are scared of what a jury verdict would be. That's the only logic behind denying you a jury verdict. Denying you a jury in Texas, denying you a jury in Connecticut. They are terrified that even a liberal Democratic jury pool will not see a side with them once they know what the real facts are. Because ordinary people just have a way of standing up for the Constitution in the way these corrupt politicians in positions of power do not. And that's what we're seeing. And the D.C. Circuit.
Sure, go ahead. Sorry.
Particularly bad.
No, D.C., start over.
Yeah, the D.C. Prosecutor's Unit and the Southern District of New York are the two most politically corrupt prosecutor's offices going on decades. There's a reason why Robert Mueller volunteered to work in the D.C. Prosecutor's Office when Clinton was there, because all of a sudden he ends up getting a prime gig to the U.S. Attorney's gig in San Francisco based on his special work there for the D.C. Prosecutor's Office. So when people can look at what other investigations he could have been involved in the homicide division in D.C. that might have been pertinent to him as a Republican getting promoted by Bill Clinton to what was considered one of the most prime prosecutorial gigs in the country. So there's a long history of
political corruption. Yeah, he helped cover up the Whitey Bulger stuff, then he goes covers up Vince Foster.
Exactly. And remember, Ron Brown took that little commerce trip to a war-torn region right at the time he was under grand jury.
And the Air Force flight surgeon colonel that did the autopsy said he had a .45 bullet hole in his head.
Exactly. And my recollection is they never did recover the black box that day. I mean, who sends somebody to a special trip for commerce purposes to a war-torn region? Old Billy Boy had his tricks up, but he needed somebody like Robert Mueller to protect him on the backside. And so the D.C. system has been corrupt for a long time. Southern District of New York has been corrupt for a long time. That's why we're seeing these crazy cases against Project Veritas and seeing these crazy cases against Owen Schroyer and Steve Bannon in D.C. These are corrupt offices that need to be purged of their problematic prosecutors if we're going to move forward.
Absolutely. It's not fair to call them communists. That's the low-level minions. These are like gangsters with badges and guns and lawyers. I mean, it's literally just thugs, absolutely, with nothing but pure criminal energy. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and TurboForce, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Segment of the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, here for the last 14 years. But I'm going to come back with Owen Schroyer in the next 2 hours of Sunday Live. And we've cut it to 6 minutes of ads an hour, just 6 minutes for local radio stations. We've taken all of the network ads out, and a lot of stations are picking it up. So Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer is coming up, and we'll look at the latest out of Waukesha, if I'm saying that right. And a bunch of people getting run over, reportedly shots fired, and it's just terrible, and we'll continue to watch that, but we usually know who attacks Christmas parades. But we will see if it's connected to Antifa, or if it's Islamic, or if it's a gang, or God knows what. But they're saying the dancing grannies were some of the ones that got shot. This is just pure evil, absolutely out of control. And it's the perfect example, though, of the gun isn't what did it, and the car isn't what did it. It's a bad person wielding it. If I could kill you with this marble table I got right here, real easy, or that dagger over there. But it's not the dagger. It's not the inanimate object. Robert Barnes, we always plug this at the end, but I really like watching the show that you co-host with that great French lawyer, and French-Canadian lawyer, and I also see a lot of other great shows doing great work. How do people find everything Robert Barnes related?
Sure, at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. So that's where if people want exemplars and examples of letters to object to various vaccine mandates and other mandates, including religious exemplars, including medical exemplars, all of that is available there. We're also putting up all of the lawsuit data and other information there. So it's publicly available, publicly accessible at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
That leads me now in the 9 minutes we've got left in this hour to you're right at the tip of the spear with Robert Kennedy Jr. and so many suits around the country. You're also tracking others. You're the guy that's got the suit getting filed with the whistleblower everybody's been hearing about with Pfizer. Very soon, I don't know if you can say when. I know you've told me off air. But what do you make of what's happening? I mean, saying, 55 years to the year 2077, don't release any of the findings of our studies. And, arrest anybody that questions us. And the British Medical Journal saying you're twice as likely to die if you've had the vaccine. I mean, that's bombshell stuff. And their answer is they want to arrest us. And then it's the literal people that ran the Wuhan lab doing that. I mean, these are like supervillains naked. It's like Cobra Commander with his mask off. I mean, this makes me think things might be a simulation, Barnes. I mean, I think we're all real, but maybe it's, because this is getting like too much here. Like, what will we handle? What will we not put up with? This is getting insane. So what moment in history do you think we are at right now? And how the hell do they think they're going to get away with this? Because barring a nuclear war or something, I don't see how they don't all go to prison, because everybody's waking up, brother.
Oh, agreed. And we're going to continue to fight back in the court of law along with the folks that fight back in the court of public opinion. And I think that is where places like InfoWars have been critical. That but for InfoWars, who knows what would have happened, what could have happened. People are waking up because the InfoWars audience has continued to support InfoWars despite all of the attacks. Because people can get products that they like and support independent free speech, independent free press in the way our founders intended at the same time. Get healthier, wealthier, and wiser simultaneously. It's because of the InfoWars model that there has been the capacity and the ability for this information to get out there, to get outside of their control. I mean, you look at the Rittenhouse case, but for the importance of arguing in the court of public opinion, he might have been railroaded. But for you look at what's happened in vaccine mandates, but for the independent information leading to informed resistance, who knows what would have happened? Because historically, nobody fought back. You know, when Connie Buck, when they were doing forced sterilizations, nobody was there to fight for her. Now there's people to fight for all the Connie Bucks around the country, for all the Kyle Rittenhouses across the country, thanks in large part to audiences like InfoWars, keeping InfoWars alive by supporting InfoWars, by buying products that make them healthier and wealthier at the same time. Anyway, so thanks to the InfoWars audience for doing that. They've been the critical, critical audience.
Absolutely.
Our freedoms alive across the board. And what we're going to be doing next in the court of law is I'm going to be bringing two suits down in Texas. The first is with Bobby Kennedy. We're going to be suing the FDA for their unlawful abuse of emergency power and their emergency use authorization of this vaccine for five-year-old children. What they're doing is they're taking that emergency use authorization statute and they're carving out an emergency loophole, like as we both know from the Weimar Constitution days. The Weimar Constitution was considered the greatest constitution in the history of Europe. So how did the Nazis seize power? They had an emergency exception written into it. Our founders were smart enough to say no emergency exception. But what is the FDA using? They're using the emergency statute to get around all of the rules that apply. So they're saying the APA doesn't govern them, that people, the citizens' petition process doesn't govern them, that the notice and comment rules don't govern them, and they're saying nobody can sue them. And as long as they call it emergency use, they are beyond review by the legislative branch, beyond review by the judicial branch, beyond review by ordinary people. Well, we're going to file suit and say that is a misuse and abuse of the emergency powers that the Constitution does not permit. They're doing illegal marketing and illegal advertising, conspiring with CNN and Sanjay Gupta to use Big Bird and Sesame Street to lie to children about the safety and efficacy of these vaccines, particularly for young children that are not meaningfully at risk from this virus.
Robert, this is huge breaking news. I mean, start over. I should have had you on for a whole hour about this. You're getting ready to sue CNN?
So, yeah, we're also looking at suing CNN and Sanjay Gupta and bringing medical ethics complaints against him because what he did was illegal marketing to children. You cannot market this vaccine to children. You can't support marketing this vaccine to children. The emergency use authorization doesn't allow that. The law doesn't allow that. And what he was doing was not only unprofessional and unethical, it was illegal. And what CNN was doing was illegal. And what the FDA and CDC in conspiring with it is also illegal and unlawful. So we're going to be bringing suit against the for Children's Health Defense, against the FDA and the CDC, looking at bringing suit against Sanjay Gupta and CNN on behalf of the Unity Project. And on top of that, I'm looking at another suit, the whistleblower who blew the whistle on all the fraudulent activities going on in the clinical trials by Pfizer and subcontractors. Their subcontractor, Ventavia, Texas-based company, went out and lied about her. went out and said that my whistleblower had never worked for them. It was a total lie. We got the contracts. We got the emails. We got the documents. So we're going to be suing them for libel and suing them in Texas for what they did, including suing the publicist individually who was part of those lies and was part of those libels. So there's been lots of lies by the press, lots of lies by government actors, lots of lies by powerful drug companies, and it's time all of them be held accountable, and that's what we're going to be doing next week in Texas.
Very exciting, and I picked up the name of the organization, obviously, that Robert Kennedy Jr. runs. We're well familiar with that. The other group I know about, but just tell us a little bit about the name of it and about the organization.
So, yeah, representing Children's Health Defense with Bobby Kennedy to go after the FDA and the CDC. Representing my whistleblower, Brooke Jackson, against Ventavia, which is a local company in Texas that was subcontracted by Pfizer to do the clinical testing that was just atrocious. It was a complete joke. There wasn't anything scientific about it. The British Medical Journal, one of the most well-respected peer-reviewed medical publications in the world, independently verified it, independently researched it, independently investigated, and came to the exact same conclusion, that there was deeply problematic, fraudulent activities by Pfizer in getting this vaccine approved in the first place. She is filing a declaration in support of the Children's Health the Children's Health Defense suit, and I'll be bringing suit for her against Pfizer and its affiliates and associates who have been lying and libeling her all across the entire world because they needed to cover up their corruption.
And then the other group that's looking to go after CNN, tell us the name of that.
Oh, the Unity Project is a new project. So the Unity Project's based out of California. It's bringing together Dr. Robert Malone, some of the top doctors, some top Army personnel, some top legal counsel, top political people to fight vaccine mandates for children and to fight vaccine mandates in general. It's a great project. People can find it online. The Unity Project, they're going to be putting up projects that you can take to your local school board, that you can take to your take to your doctor, that you can take to your employer, that you can use to show them the problems with any of these vaccine mandates, to show them the risks and dangers of what this vaccine can do for people health-wise, to show them how there is not such risk from the virus itself to these populations, healthy young populations. So the goal is to bring people together across the political spectrum, across the legal spectrum, with some of the top doctors in the world, some of the top personnel in the world, to fight back. And it's being funded by some people who are willing to be independent and fight back. So it's another great effort. I'm working with them as well. We're going to fight back everywhere we can in the court of public opinion and the court of law and give the people the tools so that they can fight back on their own terms because of what is happening.
Wow, very excited. So you're going to be here after Thanksgiving getting the suits filed, I know, in Central Texas, and then there'll be other suits filed. Very exciting. Robert Barnes, thank you so much for the time. Amazing interview.
Yep, glad to be here, Alex.
Hey, guys, put him on hold right now and see when he can come home for an hour during the week while we got Barnes right now, please. Thanks. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to come back and host some with Owen for at least 30 minutes, and he's going to take over the rest of the time. But I got a bunch of stuff we didn't get to, and me and Owen are on the same page here. We've got a lot to cover. That is coming up with Sunday Live. If your station doesn't carry Sunday Live, Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, it really should. You can all find it at freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv, band.video, and the Alex Jones Live Show feed, or a Sunday Live record. You can find that at the network feed at infowars.com/show. And whatever you do, share those links. That's how we destroy the globalists with the info war. You are the soldier. Share the links.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.